Kildare Today
with Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Okay, a couple of quick messages for our listener up in Talla. Brendan in Talla, who says, can't tune into KFM on the app or online. Brendan, it must be your own signal because I've just checked the app. The app is working perfectly. Our online is working perfectly as well. So you need to check your own broadband signal. Maybe a reboot everything again, your router or whatever you have, or how you access it. Cyril McIntyre, hello Cyril. Ask somebody in Kildare County Council why they started work at Loughlin's Town between Selbridge and Lucan this morning during the peak hour. Could they not wait until 9 a.m. with typical coordination? South Dublin County Council did the same thing at Back Weston also. You could not make it up, says Cyril. Cyril, good to hear from you. I don't think we've heard from you before, maybe we have. But can I tell you, that's something that drives me nuts as to why you get, for example, it's not just roadworks you get when everybody's trying to get to work. You get bloody speed checks, not speed checks, but Gardaí checks for tax or customs checking people's fuel or this, that and the other. Look, it only creates bad will among people towards the authorities in question. So is it not common sense to let the commute clear first before you start doing these things? Cyril, I'm with you on this, I have to say, and thanks for the message. Can you please tell me what are the new customs charges introduced by the EU? My sister is living in Dubai, sent a gift here for my granddaughter, and we had to pay €79.50 tax to receive the parcel. I find this unacceptable. Will it be the same if I try to send her a gift? I don't know about that, because those are the charges now imposed by the Irish authorities. I don't know what the Dubai authorities would do. Now, we decided in terms of the examination of the budget. Look, we can get experts on here and they could talk over our heads. We'll get politicians on here and they'll all be scoring points. If the government's party, oh, it's a great budget, we've tried for everyone. And we get opposition on, they'll be saying, oh, no, they left this out, that out. And we'll get nowhere at the end of the day. So we decided on the programme that what we would do is give you some just hard information as to what it means in the various sectors without arguing the pros and cons of this, that and the other and doing everybody's heads, including our own, in. So anyway, yesterday, €4.7 billion was factored into the budget. €1.5 billion of that is new spending. The commitments allow us to see what the state is going to do. So the key budget points are as follows. Taxation. Owen, take it away.
€520 million of income tax reductions, include increasing the standard rate band by €1,500 and increasing each of the personal tax credit, employee tax credit and earned income credit by €50. Reduced VAT rate of 9% for the hospitality sector will remain in place till the end of August next year. Universal social charge ceiling of second rate band, that increases from €20,687 to €21,300.
That means that before the universal social charge band is applied at that rate, you'll be able to earn a couple of quid more. Not a lot, I have to say. For workers, the minimum wage rises 30 cents to €10.50 an hour. Now, could they not have just put it up, you know, to €11 an hour? How much extra would that have cost to put 80 cents on the minimum wage we're talking about? Anyway, the new minimum wage will be €10.50 an hour, up 30 cents. Income tax deduction amounting to 30% of vouched expenses for heat, electricity and broadband will be allowed while you're working from home. Now, that's not off your total tax. It's for vouched expenses on heat, electricity and broadband. Interesting to see what the small print might be on that one. In social welfare.
Yeah, this is the one really that I've seen the most commentary about on social media and stuff like that, because people are maybe unhappy about the amount that the increases come in. €5 increase in the main weekly welfare payments and state pension has been confirmed, including young job seekers allowance. Weekly fuel allowance, that also rises by €5. Thousands more carers will be in line to receive carers allowance, with a single person allowed to earn 350 and a couple will earn 750 per week and still qualify qualify for the payment. Living alone allowance, that's increased by €3 as well. And double payment of welfare allowances at Christmas has been agreed. That is, of course, the Christmas bonus.
The Christmas bonus. Now, an increase of €3 a week in the living allowance. Don't know what that's going to buy you. And by the way, the weekly fuel allowance rising by €5 a week. That's from midnight to night to take account of colder weather. In housing and rent, one of the criticisms of the budget is it hasn't done a lot for those who would be trying to access the housing market or for renters. But among the measures, our Help to Buy scheme will continue through 2022. There'll be €174 million for the direct delivery of over 4,000 affordable homes. Although critics say, you know, no affordable homes were built last year. It's unlikely it'll be done next year. There'll be an additional 14,000 housing assistance payments, tenancies, that's the HAP, and 800 rental accommodation scheme tenancies. A lot of that will go over people's heads. The carbon tax, this is where they start taking back money.
Yeah.
Will rise by €7.50 per tonne to €41. And other changes in climate measures thereon?
Yeah, petrol and diesel costs will increase from midnight last night, so yeah, they're already in force now. A 60-litre tank of petrol costs approximately €1.28 extra, while the same amount of diesel will be €1.48 extra. All other fuels will have the increase applied from the 1st of May of 2022. €5,000 relief for battery electric vehicles until 2023. Changes to the VRT, vehicle registration tax, that ranges from 1% increase for vehicles that fall between the bands of 9 to 12. That rises to 4%.
Yeah, that would mean a lot to people, to be honest with you, in terms of that 5,000 relief for battery electric vehicles until 2023. Yeah, it's a bit of relief, but electric vehicles are extremely expensive, but there are various grants available for them. And Owen, in energy efficiency, there'll be a lot of money available for that to retrofit homes.
Yeah, accelerated capital allowance scheme for gas and hydrogen powered vehicles and refueling equipment extended for 3 years, and there's a €202 million fund for people to improve the energy efficiency of their homes. That's in 2022.
All right, let's move on. Children and family maternity benefit and parental leave payments will increase by €5 a week. The parents' benefit is extended by 2 weeks to 7 weeks from July of next year. You talk about kicking the can down the road before people will see that. Back to school clothing and footwear allowance has been increased by €10. Children up to the age of 15 will be included in the universal payment under the National Childcare Scheme. Hours spent in preschool at school or school will no longer be deducted from the entitlement to subsidised hours. There's a new funding stream of up to 4,700 early years and childcare providers will be put in place from September next year onwards. Again, kicking the can down the road in that. In education, the main ones there are the pupil-teacher ratio will decrease by one from 25 per class to 24. There'll be 980 additional special education teachers, €50 million in primary and post-primary schools grants for computer equipment. There'll be funding of over 200 school building projects. We went through the ones in Kildare on the programme yesterday. €30 million for the school transport scheme. And there'll be maintenance grants. €200 contribution fee for post-leaving cert courses has been abolished. They're taking that back. And there'll be the creation of 20,000 new further education and training places. Now, in terms of some of our public bodies, Owen.
Yeah, there'll be an additional 800 Gardaí and 400 civilian staff to be recruited. 20% increase in the Garda mountain bike unit. This one, I think a lot of people would say, was imported and much needed. The funding for the establishment of the Gambling Regulatory Authority. €100 million to be made available for disability services. €2 million fund to assist community safety projects that will also be established. €30 million for the protection and renewal of our roads. And over €1.4 billion to further develop public transport networks.
Yes, indeed. I see where students, by the way, are going to what? Is it half price in terms of travelling to and from college in regards to that one,
yeah,
in education as well? And that'll be very, very welcome, because most people can't afford to stay in close to the university or in the university towns. Now they're in on that commute. I saw one lady on television last night saying it's costing her €90 a week just to commute to and from university. In healthcare, here are some of the biggies. Free GP care will be extended to children aged 6 and 7 years of age. Free contraception for women aged 17 to 25 from next August, Owen. That's because nobody outside of the age of 25 has sex, apparently. And there was much commentary on Twitter about this last night. Our own news editor, Ciara Plunkett, made the point. Do women in Ireland under the age of 17 or over the age of 25 not have sex? And indeed, Oliver Callan made a very, very witty point. He's the guy that does the mimicking of voices on radio and that. He said the reason that the cutoff point is 25 years of age for free contraception, he said that's the age that most adults move back home to live with their parents because they can't afford houses and therefore their sex lives come to a halt. Anyway, continuing with that, the drugs repayment scheme is to receive will be cut from €114 a month to €100 a month. That is the point at which you start paying for your drugs. So that'll be at €100 now rather than €114. Again, there from people who have regular prescriptions. There's €250 million to address waiting lists and €30 million for the Department of Health to provide further support for areas hard hit by the pandemic. COVID supports, Owen.
Yeah, the employment wage subsidy scheme that we've all become accustomed to now, the EWSS, that will remain in place in a graduated format until the 30th of April 2022, and the scheme will close to new employers from the 1st of January 2022. And just briefly then on farming, two points here. General stock relief will continue to the end of 2024. Stock relief for young trained farmers and farm partnerships and the young trained farmer stamp duty relief, that will continue as well until the end of next year.
Okay, and travel and tourism, I've already mentioned the new youth travel card, 50% discount to those aged between 19 and 23 across the transport network. You've just missed out on that, Owen. €360 million allocated to boost active travel, €40 million to market Ireland overseas, €25 million for live entertainment, over €600 million to extend the commercial rates waiver for areas in the hospitality and the arts sector, €90 million for an aviation package. This is to help airports again rebuild the routes that they've lost during the pandemic. And on the fags are gone up again.
Yeah, and it's something that I think everybody looks towards, particularly obviously if you're a smoker, but they're going up by 50%.
Excise, 50 cent.
Yeah. Excise duty on a packet of 20 cigarettes, that rises by 50 cent with a pro rata increase on other tobacco products. But like, if you look now at the price of cigarettes, I think they're €14 at the moment.
At 15, they're gone to now.
Are they?
Yeah, so I heard.
So you heard, right.
You caused a wheeze there of everyone on when you said they're going up 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 quid for a packet of cigarettes. Now, think about this. I have seen in areas like Lanzarote, where I go there maybe once every couple of years just for a break away, you can buy a packet of fags for about 150. Mm-hmm. Think about that now. 150. That's why people can bring home 210 packets for €20.
Yeah.
And why people bring home all of these things when they're coming back. 150 for, or thereabouts, for a packet of fags. €15 here in Ireland. That means the government is taking, what, €13.50 now in tax.
Yeah.
And of course, if you take the litre of petrol at €1.68, the government's taking over a euro per litre in that as well. So when people talk about paying income tax, and we look at that maybe later in the programme on or after the break, when people talk about paying income tax, lads, the amount of tax you're paying in VAT, on whether it's petrol on day-to-day, on other goods, is enormous. Have a look at the receipt sometime. Go in and ask for a VAT receipt and see how much you're handing to the government every time you hand over a euro. Not to mention the lumps that are being taken out of your income tax as well. We'll look at some of those income tax bans after this break.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Shannon O'Christine is of the opinion that smoking is the worst thing that one can do for your health. It is unnecessary, he says, but we're talking about addiction here, are we not, Shannon? It's not as easy to give it up as one might say, just give it up or whatever else. People are addicted, and generally it tends to hit those on the margins much, much more. I mean, handing over 15 quid every time. Imagine if you smoke 20 a day. right? That's 7 days a week. That's 7 15s, €105 a week you'd be spending on fags if you just smoke 20 a day. Now double that up, £105 a week. Now multiply that £105 by 52, and you're talking about at €6,000 a year, roughly. If you smoke 20 fags a day, €6,000 a year. If you smoke 10 fags a day, it's costing you €3,000 a year. €3,000 would get you and your other significant half a fantastic luxury 2 week holiday somewhere. Think about that. Maybe there's the motivation to give up the fags. By the time you've paid your bills, the government is getting 85% of every euro. Yeah, you wouldn't be far wrong there. In, you know, giving it out with the one hand, as I said, giving it back with the other. Now, what's it going to mean in terms of income taxes? Well, thanks to the Examiner, who's carrying a very informative table today. Let's begin with a married couple, both earning four children, Owen. And in terms of that, they would be four children claiming child benefit, self-employed. The wife earns 80,000, makes 10,000 pension contributions. We won't worry about the small print in that. This is a married couple anyway. Earning, this is the monthly breakdown. Now these would be very wealthy because the wife is earning 80,000, the husband's on about 150, so we're talking about really someone who's earning 20,000 a month. How much will they make on?
Yeah, so it's a monthly gain then of €69. The gross pay that they're getting is €19,167. But when you take in all the various different contributions and taxes, it comes down to the net income being €10,761. So if we break those down, they've essentially lost €9,000 on contributions and taxes. €2,083 in pension contribution, that stays the same. An increase, or a decrease, I should say, in the tax, the PRSI, that goes down by about €50.
But overall, Owen, what are they? What's their gain? They're earning €10,000 a month after all the taxes are paid and stuff like that. Yeah, are they making or losing?
So as I said, a €69 monthly gain.
€69 monthly gain. Let's get down to real people here now. Here's a married couple, one earner on €45,000. The spouse is on PUP during the pandemic, etc., etc. They would have a monthly income gross before tax this year of €5,171. In 2022, their income will actually drop. Now, this is the contradiction here. The first couple, which is earning in total €230,000 a year or €20,000 a month, will have an increase of €69 in their monthly take-home pay. The married couple with one earner and two children will actually have a drop of €253 a month. So they're big losers. What about the married couple with no children on?
Yeah, they get a monthly gain of €56 in the 2 years when they're compared to each other. So that's a married couple, no children, earning €45,000, minimum wage of €378 per 36-hour week. So their gross pay in 2021, €5,341. And then in 2022, it'll be €5,388. So a €56 monthly gain there.
Right, a monthly gain for them after all the taxes. Now, that's the gross pay that you're talking about. Their net income for them this year will be €4,511. Next year, they'll have €4,568 a month. They'll gain €56 a month. But going back to the married couple with one earner and two children, quite incredibly, their income every month at present is €4,694. Next year, they will drop by €253 a month. That's because of what am I looking at there? Their tax credits will be increased. I'm just wondering about the numbers on that one. Their tax this year is 1,196. Next year is 1,114. I'd have a question mark over that particular table, Owen, in regards to that. But anyway, let's go to the long-term unemployed family who might be bringing in about 2,089 a month. How are they going to do?
Yes, it's a long-term unemployed family. Two children claiming child benefit, both children under the age of 12, €50 a month. monthly gain. So their net income in 2021, 2,439. That'll increase then in 2022 to 2,489.
Right. One parent families, they're already struggling on, and a one parent family who has 2,917 coming in a month will have basically the same gross pay next year as well. But because of tax changes, listen for it. Are you ready for the party? If you're a one parent family, you'll gain 10 euro a month in total. Unmarried couple with two earners on, how will they do?
Yeah, 44 euro monthly gain, net income of 6,195. That'll go up to 6,239. That's an unmarried couple making 60,000, the man making 60,000, and the female earning 35,000. Two children qualifying for child benefit. So a 44 euro monthly gain there.
When you think the one parent person is going to gain 10 euro a month on an income of just under 3,000 a month before taxes and everything else, a single person earning 60,000 with a gross monthly pay of 5,000 a month will actually gain 53 euro a month once the budget changes kick in. And finally, for a retired couple, Owen.
Yeah, male on a pension of 40,000 euro, female on a contributory old age pension, they'll get a 34 euro monthly gain. So net income of 4,067 in 2022, it'll go up to 4,101.
So to reprise those again, the retired couple will gain 34 euro a month. A single person earning 60,000 will gain 53 euro a month. An unmarried couple with two earners will gain 44 euro a month. The one parent family will gain only 10 euro a month on an income of just basically just 3,000 a month, allowing for allowances and stuff like that. The long-term unemployed family will gain 50 euro a month, one of the higher ones. The married couple with no children will gain 56 euro a month. A married couple both earning with four children will gain 69 euro a month. Some of the changes, of course, people will have to apply those to their own specific circumstances. But that's our overview of the budget this morning. You know, as somebody said on television last night, one of the commentators, it's the kind of budget that's sort of neutral. Will it be good enough to make everyone happy? Or is it good enough to stop people complaining? And as one person said, look, it's the first time that I can remember that I didn't get clued into what was going on in the budget. Much of it had been leaked, and more or less there's something in it for everybody. But remember, what they give with one hand, they take away with other hands. Martin Hayden is Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture. His departmental press conference is in a couple of minutes' time. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken.
Basically, a budget that is more or less neutral. There's not enough in it to make everybody delighted, but there's not much in it to make people complain either.
Look, I think it's a steady as she goes budget, to be honest, Clem. Look, it's about helping people with the cost of living, and we've done that through both tax measures and spending measures. And I think the important thing for people to do is to look at it in the round, any one of the individual measures on their own. While they're positive, they're generally small, but when you look at the cumulative effect of the different measures, whether it's the 1,500 increase in the standard rate cut-off for a single person and the tax side of things, along with the personal credits, comes to an average of like 400 euro for someone on the average wage. And then, you know, depending what stage of life you're at, whether it's childcare sector or for those in pensions, there's something there for everyone to take account of.
I'm not going to get into the whole details of it, Martin. And I know this isn't your specific responsibility or what, but you know, one or two things strike me in regards to the budget. People will say, you know, the marginal increases for those who are on fixed incomes, like receiving pensioners, the 5 euro rise in terms of that, the welfare rise. I know the fuel allowance kicks in, but there was a 3 euro a week allowance for people living alone, and yep, for one parent families, as we just said there, a monthly increase of just 10 euro a month. It seems that not a huge amount has been done for those on the margins.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that, Glenn. We see the minimum wage rising again by 30 cents.
Yeah, 30 cent margin to what? What is it?
Did we to €10.50. And Glenn, just to bring that back, like that's the 8th rise, you know, in my time in Fine Gael and government.
It's not. I don't want to get too pedantic with you, Martin. And as I say, you're on about another topic here. But €10.50 is not even the living wage. It's the minimum wage. But
no, it's not. But Glenn, it's the cumulative effect of these over the time. Like back in 2010, the minimum wage was €7.65. So again, 30 cents an hour on its own doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, but it's 11 years on, Martin. And yes, what you or I might have paid for something in 2010, we're paying a hell of a lot more now in 2021. I'm just saying, making the point that those on the margins, the minimum wage is not the living wage. Unions will say much more could have been done on that. And those on fixed incomes, welfare payments, while I acknowledge there are rises built in there, it would seem that when you look at those on the highest earnings, those earning the most money in our society, they're actually gaining more than those on the margins.
I wouldn't agree with that. And you know, there's analysis of budgets that are done afterwards, the switch model, which is used to in the round identify the fairness of these budgets. And we have scored very well in those models. I've no doubt this budget will do the same.
All right, OK, we've been at it since about 9:20 here in the programme, so we don't want to do people's heads in regards to the whatever else, because at the end of the day, everybody will basically look at it and just say, we can't, as we said, we could have people on from different political views here, knocking heads off each other. We could have experts on with different views. What everybody wants to know is just what does it say for me on the tin? You're coming on about something else altogether, that is this distributor road in a tie, which has been going on for decades and decades, as you know and I know, we both live in the area. What's the news on it?
Really positive development, Clem, and we're in this latter stages now. I know people always say they won't believe it until they see diggers on site, and diggers are very close to being on site for the Atai Distributor Road. Yesterday, a letter of acceptance regarding the Atai Distributor Road main works contract issued from Kildare County Council to the successful contractor. So this is after a cooling off period where the unsuccessful contractors had time to consider that. So the contract has been awarded to BAM Civil Limited, who are based in County Kildare. The contracts will be signed in the coming weeks, and then BAM will take possession of the land and start the initial works, you know, which I expect to happen in the coming weeks, probably in early November. So, you know, people who have waited decades for this road now only have to wait a few more weeks before we start the construction commence.
Well, a few weeks, is it? You're quite definite in terms of that time, you are?
Yeah, so, like, you know, the letter of acceptance has issued to BAM. Contracts are being drawn up. They'll be signed in the coming weeks. There'll probably be a sod turned, and then they'll take possession of the land in the coming weeks. And the initial work they'll do will be, you know, site setup, site clearance, fencing works. There's some utilities there that need to be moved in the ground, so that'll be them working with the utility companies to do that. And then the main site excavation work will probably be early in the new year. It's all systems go. And finally, the Atai Southern Distributor Route is about to commence construction.
All right, OK, that's Minister of State Martin Hayden. We'll let you off to your press conference, Martin, of your department at 10 o'clock. Thanks for joining us with that news. We also have got reaction from Senator Mark Wall, who also, of course, lives in Atai as well, in terms of his reaction to this one at the moment. I'm trying to open, Mark, whatever you sent us in regards to an attachment. Maybe if you could send this thing in non-attachments, it saves us the trouble and time of trying to wait for this thing to pile up, which is not happening for me at the moment, so I'm just going to have to leave that particular one there. I want to say good morning to Paul Mahon, People Before Profit Kildare representative. You're acting chair of the Carberry Development Association. What's going on up there, Paul, in regards to illegal dumping?
Well, it's been going on a long time, to be honest. There's a patch of land there between the villages of Derrintorn and Tignevin. It's managed in inverted commas by Quilge. So there's some kind of small pine trees growing, there's a lot of scrub, but there's an access gate. Obviously, there's two access gates, and one has a road down that leads to kind of a phone mast. So obviously, they need to have access to the phone mast for the company. But what continually happens is the rubbish gets cleaned up and the gate gets fixed, the lock puts on it, and then it gets broken again and the dumping continues. And I was down there last weekend, it looks to be about 4 ton, 5 ton of waste. So it's not a small amount. It's building rubble, it's garden rubble, it's someone who's, you know, cleaning out houses or cleaning out backyards and has found a spot, a nice secluded spot where it's dark and they can get away with dumping it, so they are.
How long has that been going on, do you know?
Years? Yeah. And what tends to happen then is obviously the animals and that pick apart the rubbish and the wind and the weather break up the rubbish and it ends up getting strewn all along the road. And I mean, the community cleaned up the village last year and we took about 4.5 tonne off the side of the roads around the area. So it's so disheartening to see it happen again. And we're going to have to clean it up again. But to me, it just seems that something else has to be done. Creature aren't managing the land. They're just letting it sit there and it gets dumped on. And then someone makes like myself or another resident will make a report to the council and they'll come out, have a look at it, clean it up, and then a few months later we're back to square one again.
If Quilte owns the land, surely Quilte are responsible for ensuring that dumping isn't happening on their land and cleaning it up as well?
Yeah, well, they are, but we've asked about putting cameras in or at least put signage up to say that the cameras in the area, but they won't. I know you'd send to Mark Wall there, he has a bill going through of those CCTV for this very purpose and is an issue with GDPR, but look, if someone is committing a criminal act, then surely catching them on CCTV is the prudent thing to do, and any kind of data rights issues must be secondary to the criminal act.
I have to say GDPR would do your head in when it comes to how it's been used in scenarios like that, you know, where you're talking about potential well, it is criminal behaviour and destroying the environment, and that the idea that if you put up CCTV cameras, well, they might catch ordinary people going about their daily lives. So what? Those of us who are going about our daily lives and not wrecking the environment are not worried just because there's a CCTV camera. At least I'm not worried. Would you be worried?
No, not at all. And listen, that particular place, they could put the cameras in the area where they're actually dumping, which would be way in away from the road. So you would only see people who are in there to commit illegal acts of dumping.
And what about Kildare County Council's response to the ongoing complaints that you're bringing?
So, I mean, I send an email into the environment, they send an email back, say it's been referred on to the local area, so it'll go to the guys down in Clane Municipal Area and they'll come out and clean it up, as they always do. I mean, they do a great job, but a couple of months later, it'll be back to the same spot. So what I'm looking for is, look, there has to be a different way. We're very lacking of any kind of amenities or resources out here. Maybe making it, you know, a bit of a park, you know, some pathways around there, maintaining lots of the trees. So, you know, something like Pollardstown Fen or something like that, it comes to mind, where it's, you know, it's looked after and it's used. So it's a visible thing and it's less likely to be dumped on then because it's a less secluded area.
Right, okay. In regards to that, it's strange that it's still going on, and as to why cameras or whatever else can be put in, but it's not just affecting the Carberry area, it's affecting the whole county because this illegal fly tipping going on everywhere. Not to mention those who throw bags of rubbish out the window as they're driving along the road. I go for a run out the new road out of a tie often, and every so often you'll find the old plastic bag has been tossed out the window of the car. It's absolutely disgraceful. Paul, People Before Profit Kildare representative Paul Mahoney is also acting chair of the Carberry Development Association. Thanks for that, Paul.
Keep us. Cheers, thanks, Ken.